If you work in a restaurant, bar, or retail store, you know you'll probably be serving customers, ringing up sales, and restocking shelves on holidays. The silver lining could be a boost to the paycheck. Black Friday might be an opportunity for more hours or to stretch that paycheck a little farther on holiday shopping. But Cornell Director of Labor Education Research Kate Bronfenbrenner cautions both sides of that proposition might come up a little empty.
On one hand, consumers who are seeing their wages stagnate for 30 years in a row, having to, on their day off, go in as early as possible because there are these sales that they feel it's the only time they can afford to buy the goods they need for their family. And you have workers who are forced to work on holidays in the wee hours of the morning or the entire holiday, day and night.
She notes many of those same workers have multiple jobs to make ends meet, costing more time and money to get to and from the various workplaces. She further finds inequities in the pay a lot of workers that will be ringing up and wrapping your gifts get, even with the extra hours.
So they're not eligible for overtime or premium pay because they are technically part-time workers. So, in fact, they work more hours than a full-time worker works, but they're not eligible for premium pay.
She considers it a positive development that workers, unions, and other groups have used Black Friday as a time to stand up for better pay and hours. In fact, the Fight for 15 movement, seeking a $15 an hour minimum wage, has already used Black Friday to focus on the issue, with protests planned at some Walmart and other retailers. Chris Bolt, WAER News.